AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey everybody, this is the Beyond Adventure Podcast, where four players with Ring of Powers come to play Call of Cthulhu, okay? Let's go ahead and do introductions. Lord of the Rings,
Oh, I was going to say, I have no rings. Hello everyone, I am I'm Dan Olertegi. And I play Alexander Young, detective.
My name is
Joel,
and I'm playing Martin Gomez.
And I'm Joel. I play Theodore McAllister.
And I am your keeper, not your seeker, Sonny.
I feel like that's like the happiest we're ever going to get Joel, like, on screen.
My thing's the same every time.
You act like there's nothing happy
She's
in my
consistent.
Life.
Consistent. That's what's important.
Okay, so I actually have a riddle that came last minute, honestly, because it took freaking forever.
A riddle?
Yeah, it's very small. So I slumber deep beneath the wave. My dreams alone can make man rave. I am not dead, but wait to call the hour of doom that crashes all. What am I?
Knowing you, it's either the Loch Ness Monster or it's Leviathan.
Read that one.
Whoa, time. Whoa.
I got it. He was on a right track, but it's not. I slumber deep beneath the wave. My dreams alone can make men rave. I am not dead.
A mermaid.
No.
Let her finish.
I am not dead, but wait to call the hour of doom that crashes all.
Doctor Doom?
I said siren, but you said mermaid.
No, you guys are at the right
siren
spot.
Siren and mermaids
no.
are two different things.
Yeah, they are two different.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are. They're
they don't bad. Even know this basic knowledge.
They.
All right, here, I'll give you guys a really easy thing. It's based off the whole game.
A vamp?
A riddle.
The Mothman?
Cthulhu?
Ah, dang it.
That's all that you guys were close.
Cthulhu's a squid. Squid? Octopus? Octopi?
Deity? God?
Oh, yeah, technically, it's a deity.
Yeah, I was not going to get
Listen, all right, it was
depression.
No, because you know he makes men rave, so he makes people go crazy, and he lives in the water.
I don't think that's what they thought what raving meant.
Well,
that was all giving Chiron, to be honest.
He was.
What was that?
You know what?
My dreams alone can make men rave. No, sirens don't go into your dreams.
You know what? I claim you are wrong, and she is right. She is woman. Hear her roar. I'm an ally.
Sirens can go into your dreams.
How do you know? You ever met one?
Neither of us did.
I saw a video.
Of a siren?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They hit her in the head. They're like, throw her back in the water.
All right, you guys ready to go ahead and answer the appellations?
That was perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get this time running. Doing a little recap, okay? So, making a plan to go ahead and get the gem seed. I believe that you guys decided to go ahead and work as a team, but still while doubting Van Helsing.
I
if I'm correct.
You don't trust him. You always have to question everything.
I don't trust him. I don't know about y'all.
I don't trust him.
I'm neutral.
I know you don't trust him.
So the choices were go as a full group, use Arthur's skills, or separate. I believe you guys said go as a full group.
No,
no, we just said, yeah.
So you guys, a small recon team.
Yeah, it's you guys are going together. Me and him are going together somewhere else.
Okay.
But where are we going? I don't remember.
Well, because Theodore and Dorothy, they're just going out to go ahead and to locate the gym. That's what they're doing as of right now.
Locate a what?
Both. Basically, you guys separate to locate for the gym. The next totem.
Ah.
So you guys went as teams. So you two and y'all two.
So we are separate now.
Yes.
So whose side are we doing first?
So as of right now, let's go ahead and start with you two guys first. Now, this is as of right now. It's in the afternoon going on to early evening. So early night. So roughly, obviously, around like 6 or 7 o'clock. All right. So let's just go ahead and say night.
Okay.
Okay. But going on today, I want... Who will they be driving?
I will.
Okay.
Our paper scissors for drivers.
You know what? I'll let Art choose. Art, who do you want to drive?
Pals, let's
not forget who drove us here in the first place.
Listen here, y'all. We just need to go ahead and get this mission. I don't know, or who care drives.
All right, hold up. I'm pretty sure we don't know who drove because that was like a cutscene.
We came in my truck.
Yeah, but you're not trustworthy.
How am I not trustworthy?
Because, let me see your gun real quick.
I have my gun. Remember, we ended it with my gun.
And that's why I don't trust you. Why would you pull that out? Why would you pull that out in public?
For it.
Yeah, that was a test and you failed.
All right, all right.
I passed with flying colors.
So right now, we are here in Martin's truck.
All right, I'm already in the driver's seat. I take initiative.
I'm sitting in the back of the truck.
Art puts his hands up in the air. He's just chilling. He's like, all right, y'all, let's just go.
No, you're going to sit in the front with him. I can't stand
it. And you see Alexander just patting in the chair like, come on, Art.
All right, Ranger, let's go ahead.
Let's go, Ranger.
He goes right in. Now, instantly, we all three need to go ahead and roll. Yeah, 100 sided die. I need to roll too. I need to borrow one of you guys to die.
Four.
Oh, you lucky dog.
Go ahead, roll two. Oh, obviously you need. Okay.
It's okay. You can hold on to that.
18.
Dice. You can hold on to that okay. One. I'll roll this one.
And this is going to be based off a spot hidden.
Oh. Noise.
Mine's a 8. No, not yet.
Yeah, I know.
I got a.
I just want to check. There we go. Okay, no, I'm good as well. Okay, so you just got a 4?
I got a good success. He got an extreme success.
Okay.
Because he's sitting in the back where he belongs.
Oh.
So since Martin got the extreme success, setting at night as of right now, you guys are driving into a secluded countryside road outside flat woods. Now, as soon as you guys are go ahead and driving, a black van goes ahead and pops right in front of you guys. Now, instantly, Martin was the first one to go ahead and see it. So he goes ahead and says something quickly as it still goes and it cuts us off.
Black van. Get out of the way.
Can I choose to...
Hey, driver, did you not see that? How can I see it? Good thing I'm not...
You hit the brakes.
Shutting out... This guy in the back.
Shutting out is
it? No. Shutting out is in like, I'm not going to listen to him. That's what I meant by shutting out.
Okay.
Can I draw? Can I?
Can I roll to break his concentration?
Can I roll drive auto to see if I can kind of like drift around this car in front of me?
He can do that. He's going to hear me.
I know. Go ahead.
Wait, is it?
You're
advantage
to do that. It's gonna cut you. It's trying to cut you off. So,
he's trying to cut me off.
So remember,
yeah, I don't want him to.
You're in a dark secluded.
I am trying to roll drive auto.
So here, let me go ahead and because the thing is, you're in a country road, so you could be go ahead and rolling for disadvantage. That's the thing as of right now because you're in a countryside road. So countryside road, there's no stoplight. Oh, no, street lights.
Okay,
just like here, like where we live as of right now. Okay. So it's just pure dark. So you can still go ahead and do it, but...
I have to roll at disadvantage?
Because of the fact that it's dark, so you have to make quick movement.
That's fair.
Alexander, if you don't move this truck, out of the way. I will shoot at them to move out of the way.
Go ahead, quickly roll.
Okay.
Is he on the flatbed?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Before I roll, your mic's off.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm gonna roll.
Go ahead.
He's so ready.
Oh,
no, 30.
You're crashing.
Oh, 45.
It did 45.
Oh my gosh. Wait, out of 60.
Is this table angled?
It's angled. It's angled. Bro. He cheated the game. I saw that. That was a critical failure.
That was almost a critical failure, but it landed on a 45.
It's uneven. And that circle.
It doesn't matter.
Honestly, he still. No, it's crazy because he still passed. Because if he would have hit 50s, that's it. Y'all would
have
crashed.
Oh, wait. I have to roll again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's disadvantage.
Yeah, disadvantage. I'm 65.
Wait.
Do it. End our lives.
No.
I will use up 5 luck to make it a pass.
Make it a 60.
You really want to do that? I have to.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
He's not seatbelted.
I'm not
seatbelted. You're driving his truck.
Yeah.
That's my truck, bro.
And I'm trying. If I pass this, your truck will be unscathed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me.
I'm holding on the fence any time.
Wait. So if you guys and Art's in the truck, right?
Yeah.
So Art's in the passenger and you're just in the bay?
Yeah, I'm in the back here.
Okay.
Can't stand him. He's so annoying, bro. So negative and shit.
All right. So I passed.
All right. So as soon as you go ahead, a van, black sedan, tries to go ahead and not a van, a sedan. Excuse me. Go ahead and cut you guys off. You went ahead and decided to go right around.
Can I flick it off on the way?
Flick it off. Go ahead. No,
I'm not doing it. I know now.
No.
Goes off the dirt road a little bit. All of his control goes right back onto the main road. Yeah. Now, as he does that, Gomez decided he wants to go ahead and flip him off midway, which was probably still a little sloppy because, I mean, the truck was going crazy.
It's also dark out. Are they really going to even see it?
It doesn't matter. When I do this, you guys can bird sound.
Now, as a point of view, now as Alexander Young goes ahead and gets the truck steady back onto the road, Martin Gomez is still looking. As the camera's going way further from the car, you see the car, the sedan, quickly goes ahead, speeds up, and it turns around. And now it's speeding up behind you guys.
On the roof of Bethany again. Hey, guys, I think we're in trouble.
And then I'm going to look at Art, and I'm going to be like, unleash the dog.
Oh,
up.
Let's go ahead.
And then I'm gonna open the window and say,
"Wait,
get him, Mari."
And then literally after that, let's go ahead and cut off to your guys' scenes right now. You guys right now, okay, are driving as well. Okay, so you guys could go ahead. It's the same scenario, right? Country at night, pitch black.
Passenger princess.
What is on?
Not you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, setting the scene. Let's go ahead and roll the 100-sided die real quick for a spot hidden.
Let's start. Who are you honking at?
Grandma.
You know what?
Okay.
All right,
Both of us, right?
Yeah.
77.
57.
And what's your spot hidden?
At most 70.
Okay.
I didn't pass.
You didn't?
She's okay. Looking out the window.
This could, yeah,
I'm
literally.
I'm
she's
reading, I'm looking through my book. I'm looking at a book.
Now, as you guys are on the road, right? Dorothy's on her book. Theodore, right, is driving. Now, Theodore is driving. He sees something a little bit down the street. So, I mean, first of all, we didn't even set the scene of what car you guys are even driving or what vehicle you guys even got in. So
he's using up their gas.
Let's just say you guys stole a vehicle.
You know, I was just thinking GTA
in
a car.
No, I'm sorry.
You're driving, you go ahead and you see something on the road, which was a dead animal.
Ew.
So you're really going to go ahead and swoop around it, or you want to go ahead and check it out?
I don't like hurting animals. That's part of my profession.
It's dead.
I don't like continuing
to hurt.
Why kill
it more?
Damn.
Obviously.
Well, let's go ahead and exaggerate a little bit then, too, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe to go ahead and get your interest. It's a huge moose. Now, this moose...
Is it dead?
Yeah, it's dead. And this huge moose has a very deep bite marks or something, holes inside of his body. You still want to go ahead and drive past, or you want to go ahead and check it out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious, man. I got to check it out.
Okay.
All right.
So they go ahead and they pull over, step out their vehicles.
Oh, sorry, how's your pacemaker?
That's wild.
Fleshy bite marks.
I'm not that old.
Wild.
Your hands are shaking a little bit.
Not that old. Why'd you stop the car?
Sorry, Moose. Dorothy. I wanted you to come check it out. Look, this giant moose in the middle of the road. You see that thing?
I guess. Right, but I didn't see it.
I saw it.
He's telling me.
He's telling
me. I don't get a consequence. I didn't pass.
No, you just simply just didn't see it. But now he's telling
me. You get mad at him.
All right.
I mean, it's still up to you guys.
Get out of the car. All right. Okay, all right. You stopped the car for something.
Now, mind you guys could go ahead. You guys can either just make this quick and go. It doesn't matter, literally, and there's reasons why. Or you guys could go ahead and stay and investigate it more.
I'll be quick. Just thought it was interesting.
Can I hop in the driver's seat? I won't do that.
Okay, I was gonna say like I'll
that was a comment she said to herself under her breath.
So Theodore goes ahead, he takes a couple steps forward to look at this carcass.
What is the camera?
It's like
bite marks.
Literally in the middle of him looking at it, he goes ahead and looks up based off of intuition, and he sees a canine figure looking right at him. Now, it oddly obviously looks pretty big, bigger than any type of canine. Now, as you go ahead and you take a little bit more, now you recognize it more as a wolf. So now, also then too, because of your truck, your vehicle lights. Also then too, because of your vehicle lights, it's reflecting. So obviously, you know how all canines are predators. Their eye, whenever the eyes reflect in the light, right, it glows.
Yeah.
Right. It's tall but thin and lean.
It's tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay.
It's kind of sexy.
No. I reach for my camera.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can I roll for that? Or do you think it's okay?
It's up to you. Well, you wouldn't what?
I reach for my camera. Is that okay? Or
go ahead, get your camera.
All right.
Theodore goes in and takes out his camera, place it right onto his eyes as you want to go ahead and slowly take a picture.
Can I start honking the car?
Ooh, it's up to you. You don't have to ask.
Well, you haven't noticed it. You're still
in the car. No. She can see what she now sees what you see. Because she's now paying attention.
Well,
before
I would say she's more like rushing him.
Oh, hurry up!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think you had banged on the door, but I don't. We kind of dismissed that at this point. You didn't really tell me.
I thought you banged on the horn.
Oh, okay. So you're just impatient. You just slunk on the horn.
Yeah. Well, I just left the car. You told me about this moose, but you know what? Get back in the car.
Oh.
Wait. So you already honked?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, that's where we're at. Sorry.
Okay, so.
And he saw that.
I hold the
Theodore goes ahead right up. Now, as soon there's a reason why I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
As soon as he goes ahead, he's about to go ahead and take a picture. Dorothy decides to go ahead, honk the horn to rush Theodore. As soon as he does that, he goes ahead and takes a crappy photo. The flash goes off, and he turns around to look
wait,
right.
He should roll for the photo.
Oh, I mean, I'm just going based off of comments. Oh,
Let him roll his skill for photography.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't say he did a bad one. Yes, he got startled, but he's a professional.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can take a bad photo.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Thank you.
For, what was it? Photograph?
Huh?
Photograph?
I think he has, photography. Yeah,
photography.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Equivalent as brawling from season 2.
Oh shoot!
What he got?
He got 11.
Let's go!
That's an extreme success.
No.
Even though she hugs the fort, I'm like, stop, steel frame, like don't shake.
So you actually took a great photo, and then you jumped afterwards because of your skill set, literally. Yeah. So now, as soon as you go ahead, you turn around, look at Dorothy, almost telling her off because she scared the hell out of you.
What?
You saw what I was looking at?
No, I didn't. We need to go. We're trying to find this totem.
All right.
Theater goes.
Hold on. And I also just go to the moose, just take a quick picture of its bite marks too.
Now, as soon as he goes ahead and looks at the moose, he notices that the canine disappeared. Well, the wolf, I should say, now disappeared quickly.
I assume the wolf disappeared after I went to go talk to her and just
nonchalantly walked away.
Well, it's because of the fact that he took the picture. She went, you go turn around, and then you go back to do the moose, but obviously, you know, it's like, oh, crap, moose, and then you go on right back into the car.
Okay.
Now, as soon as you go ahead and rush into the car, right, so the camera's following you as you're going right back into the passenger seat. Now, as you go inside your passenger seat, Dorothy now is in shock a little bit now because now picture goes ahead in first person view inside the car. Now it's in front of your car. Now, you also see very details on the wolf now, obviously. So just think about like brown, white on the fur coat.
Actually, I'm going to be neutral about this.
Now, eyes then too are different now too. So there's two color eyes, just like how some huskies go ahead and get based off different chromosomes. So you have that as well now too that you guys are noticing and seeing.
It's just a big husky.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
As you guys are noticing, you guys are noticing it's not acting like a normal canine or a wolf. It's just staring at you guys.
You're in a car. Get it.
Turn the windshield wiper.
She turns it on for her. Wait, my weapons. Turns it back off. Stop. You're a terrible librarian. Keep quiet, isn't
they holding? So as they're going ahead and they're mumbling now the car vibrates. Now it's literally on your hood.
I take the gun out underneath from my seat.
There's a gun in your car? There's a gun in your car?
I just have the brass.
I would say roll up on that.
That's my brother.
We'll see. Hold on.
Ooh, that's a little weird.
So, what you guys want to go ahead and do now, because this thing's literally, it's basically investigating you guys, so it's gaining confidence to go ahead and look at you guys.
I whip out my knife.
I'm going to prepare myself with a brass.
You're going to punch that.
Yes, it's going to come out and we're going to have to do something.
Your arthritis is going to
You don't have
better.
A gun in this car.
So, okay. Now, as they're prepping their weapons, it's literally onto the hood looking at both of you guys. So, literally as more than human-like characteristics rather than animals. So, it's literally going... back up both of you guys.
Dorothy, I'm gonna honk my horn and I'm gonna hope this thing jumps off.
Just try and it'll jump off.
I can't hurt a living creature.
You saw that thing was weird.
You're weird.
What do you...
Intimidated. You get scared of you.
You know, I might have some baloney in my purse.
Oh my god.
No, she didn't.
I have an intimidation set.
I don't. It's 15.
We all have intimidation.
Yeah. We know, but we just don't have it like.
Oh.
You just like, use what's there.
15. Your intimidation is 15.
That's so low.
I think I have some Scooby sense.
Either intimidation or maybe drive or auto. Drive auto.
You should just drive. It climbed up there. Once you move, it's going
to. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to drive slowly.
Oh. Yeah, just like give it time to position itself.
So like this thing is a freaking hood ornament.
Theodore goes ahead and puts the vehicle into gear, and he's slowly letting go of the brake to go ahead and start to slowly move. As it does that, obviously the wolf positions itself, and he's looking at you guys quicker, and as you go ahead, he's still moving, it quickly jumps off and clears the whole vehicle behind you guys.
Clears?
So it jumps over. From the hood, and it just clears the rest of it.
I'm sorry, he was on the hood. Where, how was he looking? Like, yeah, he broke his head.
Not the, so the car is right here, the hood, not the roof.
Oh, I thought you said he climbed up there after being.
He climbed on the hood.
Oh, he was on top of the hood, like, in front of the car, looking
and then
at
he
us.
Jumped over it.
Then he cleared it.
No, I thought he had jumped on top, too. And
no,
then...
So there's a hood of the car where the engine is, you know, when you're, like, looking at the windshield.
Yes.
When you're looking... When...
Are you mansplaining a car?
I just thought... No, I had thought he jumped on the hood. I thought he jumped on the
hood. No, it was the fact that he was...
I know, it's fine.
So, as they go ahead and... Excuse me. As the wolf goes ahead and clears it, they literally quickly turn around and notice that as soon as they seen it, it disappeared, almost like a ghost. Now, going back into the folklore, there was tales of ghost wolf back in the day, so this is literally true. So people, they'll see an abnormally huge white wolf or canine. There were stories that they'll go ahead and they'll shoot it, but the wolf will still go ahead and go at the hunter or the person. Now, they'll say that as if it was almost like a ghost, because so it wasn't being affected by the shots, bullets, you know.
You could have got yourself a ghost wolf. It could have been your pet.
I don't have Pokeballs to be catching these things. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? All right, yo. Where are you from? Yo, you from New York, yo? What are you talking about?
What is that, like a Pennsylvania accent?
I don't know, but this guy's talking about, oh, we could have caught it. Like, how?
What are you talking
about? I don't have the Ghostbuster backpack.
You make friends with it.
I'm not
George,
gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm what?
You know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
You think you don't even know what you're talking about?
He's not paying attention.
So, going right back now to these two guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, us three.
Say, get him, Martin!
How? Want me to shoot him?
Partner, doc.
I'm getting
no, him. No, look at them menacingly.
I will.
Art!
Martin, that car's coming right behind us right now, so you gotta go ahead and try to do something, or you can give me that gun. I can show you what a radio host could do.
Ooh!
All you hear is the tuning.
You know what, Art?
I know we're in a high-speed chase right now, but say something!
Art.
Listen.
You've got me beat.
Here, pants on.
Show me what a real man can do, because clearly my limp self can't do this.
Art, can you grab the wheel, please?
What am I doing? What's Art doing? Is he shooting or is he driving?
Take it, Art.
Oh, he has a shotgun.
He's got a shotgun.
Oh, you got a shotgun? All right, then. And I take it and I... Four, right there. That's a four.
That's a four. What's
that's a 22.
You just rolled up your own. That's not
okay.
You just pushed
okay.
What's
your shooting?
Yeah.
Your firearms.
I have none.
You don't got firearms?
What's 20? 25 or...
Your firearms?
Oh, it's 20.
20.
You missed it by two.
And I used 2 points of luck.
Oh.
Okay.
So he can shoot. Correctly.
Okay. So, hold on. So, and what was it again? 40?
Yeah.
20.
I'm gonna go ahead and roll for dodge. It goes ahead and shoots the car, the black sedan. Now, as he shoots, he notices it dodged really quickly.
Oh,
abnormally quickly.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go ahead and shoot it again, which you want to go ahead and do, Martin. It's getting closer. Wow. Go ahead and shoot the firearm again. Now, you actually roll for advantage because now it's getting closer.
Right. You get to advantage means you get to roll again.
Yeah.
17.
Oh, we're going to shoot now. Canal's getting a bit closer.
Tire.
Okay. So he goes ahead and shoots the tire. Left or right? Doesn't
it's
matter.
Coming at me on the left side.
I'm just joking. So left side, he shoots at the left tire. As soon as he does that, the car goes ahead, swerves a little bit, swerves off into the left and crashes.
And then I tap down onto the roof and I say, hold up, hold up, hold up.
I want to do a cool, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, there we go.
As I stop.
And then do I get flung out?
No, I would say I drive. Depending on what I roll, you might be good.
Literally, the camera's facing you guys as Alexandra's going ahead and doing a whole U-turn. Martin Gomez is holding off in the back with one gun.
Wait, should I roll something or?
No.
Okay, cool.
You're good. You're good. You're good.
You should roll the hold on.
Now, what you want? You want to drive slowly towards it, or you want
to
stop right there?
I want to turn on my high beams.
Yeah.
And illuminate this freaking car as I get closer.
He turns on the high beams. As soon as he turns on the high beams, as he's slowly coming up, you see a pale figure coming out of the car.
Yell at
him. It's that freaking thing again!
It's that pale figure that you see.
What thing?
The thing
from the cabin!
What pale figure?
The cabin, remember how I said?
He walked up to the window to see him
the inside the radio station where you were, everybody was.
Yeah! And he learned how to drive!
That's what I'm saying. Oh no!
Alright,
and I yell at it. Put your hands up! What is your problem now? No, I'm.
You know what? I'm trying
to hold back. But I'm yelling at it.
Don't.
You're yelling obscenities.
Yeah, I'm yelling so many obscenities. But I'm also keeping it cold, calm, and collected. I haven't fired a shot yet. And I do have it pointed at it. And I'm waiting for you to speak.
Okay. Okay, I got you. I open my door, and I hide behind the door, and from the window, I have my gun pointed at this thing. And I yell at it, thanks!
Now, literally, as you guys are looking at this, you guys notice the details right before you're about to say something. Look at the details of the eyes. It's just literally pitch black with a little bit of white. And you see his teeth grinding a little. Not see the details of the teeth, but you notice he's grinding because his jawline.
Oh, it's a junkie!
We must rid this world of junkies!
Now.
I don't know about that part.
We passed by.
Now, as you guys are going ahead basically threatening this thing... And
I'm not threatening it. I said freeze.
When you point a gun at something, you're threatening it.
I'm intimidated. You know what? Let me roll my intimidation so I make sure it's not going to move.
Go ahead.
All right, then.
You're a cop.
Oh, wait. I have 54! Can I roll with advantage?
No. So, no, because this thing is high up in adrenaline right now. It just crashed. So, as you try to go ahead and intimidate it, it literally looks back at you guys, and you guys hear in a menacing but still not calm voice, but still it goes, speaking tough from a stupid detective.
Oh, let me shoot it in the leg.
That's what I was just about to say.
Let's shoot it both in the leg. Yeah. You get one side, I get the other.
Yeah.
Now, I'm actually here to try to get back my...
I don't want to hear it talk.
Trench coat.
I literally take my finger off of the trigger, and I say, Martin, hold on.
Oh, it's talking too much.
So
hold on.
All right. So before you guys choose, I'm gonna go ahead and explain something. You guys have two choices when it comes down to this thing, right? I mean. There is a possible to you guys go ahead and could befriend it, or obviously what you guys kind of want to do right now, you guys want to go ahead and kill it. So there's two ways how you guys want to go ahead and go with this, just so you guys know.
I want to tell...
I mean...
Let me tell Art. Art, can you please calm down our pet dog over there? And I'm going to be like, do you mean this jacket? And I take it off my waist. And I hold it up. Do you mean this one?
Yes, of course, that one. The one that you decided you want.
Let me.
That's the one you decided you think you could go ahead and put your hands on me and try to take it away.
Okay, and I'm going to be like, you're gonna answer a couple questions. Are you the person that I got this from the first time?
What do you think? As he starts to move slightly forward in front of his
real sexy over here.
Now there is distance, obviously, so you guys know, but you guys notice he is moving just in front of his car now. So he's confident.
So then I will be like, you're gonna have the jacket back, but I took everything that was on it.
I mean, no, you didn't.
I'm bluffing.
Oh. Oh. I mean, so he goes ahead and raises his eyebrow. He goes, "Did you now?"
Can I roll psychology or something to persuade him? Can I persuade him into believing me?
God,
because you didn't believe him that you're boxing now.
Oh, yes.
You got it?
I got an 8.
Wow.
You believe whatever I say.
And it was crazy because it actually, for rolls for persuade or fast talk, it actually says it's hard. So you actually just passed that. So he raises his eyebrows and he looks at you. He goes, "Well, did you now?"
I'd be like, "Yeah. How about you tell me what you're looking for exactly? And maybe we can help each other out."
Helping me out. That's very interesting. So, I mean, the one thing I would say right now that you do have, it's something that my family's been trying to go ahead and get and destroy.
Destroy?
Yeah. Now, the one item that we're trying to go ahead and search for it, it's in that jacket. Go ahead and roll for spot hidden.
Yeah, I will use up all my luck if I have to.
Don't.
37. All right, spot hidden for me is 65. I got it.
Okay, good. So you go ahead. As soon as he says it, you actually go ahead and look into your jacket.
Sorry.
As Alexander goes ahead and reaches inside his trench coat, he notices a similar compass to what Van Helsing has.
And I'll be like, I've seen this before. Should I bluff him again?
I mean, if you want.
No, wait. I mean, I have seen it before.
Yeah, you did.
And so I tell him, now, where did you get your hands on this?
Oh, that's none of your business as of right now. But the only thing I need for you right now is to go ahead and pass me that compass.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to be like, does Van Helsing know that you stole from him?
Van Helsing, please. Let me go ahead and explain something to you.
Real sassy. Can I shoot the compass?
Shoot the... I was about to throw him the compass, too. I was about to throw it to him.
Ew. He's like, that vile man doesn't even know what the hell he's even doing. No.
He's talking about Van Helsing.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't know, nor I didn't steal from him.
So, it looks like me and you may have something in common.
In common.
We don't trust this Van Helsing character very much. Us four.
Us five.
And I don't really go
ahead. Who was the fifth? That was my goofy answer.
He tried to add in this character with him.
Oh yeah, we got more people with us.
And why should I even go ahead and trust you guys?
I don't know, because I
don't pay attention to him. I'm sorry. He gets like that, and I tell him with the compass in hand. I give him. I'm going to hand him his jacket, and I'm going to say to him, "Look, all right. Sorry for almost killing you at the school." I have my hand holding out his jacket.
As soon as you go ahead, you look over to fold out your hand. Well, obviously, you go ahead and you take the jacket, you put it over, and you can go ahead and give it to him. As soon as the time you go ahead and do this, you give it to him, he's literally at your face.
Oh, that's sexy.
I'll be like...
Now, in the middle of that, Martin and obviously Artie's going off a little bit, thinking that he was going to go ahead and do something.
Oh my god, he might kiss you, bro.
Random!
And I'm going to be... Wait, can I roll? To
roll?
If you don't to see if I don't freak out.
Yeah, roll for intimidation.
Oh, yeah.
To see if that intimidate you.
Oh, wait, what would that be?
I should roll intimidation. I think
psychology?
I think I have to roll for intimidation.
If you don't push him faster, then...
I was going to say, I think he should be rolling for intimidation.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you roll to intimidate me, and then I'll roll my intimidation
against...
Oh, God. Pee-pee contest.
You say pee-pee contest?
That's a pee-pee contest.
What?
He's right.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? So I'm going to roll intimidation against your intimidation.
Yes. Oh, I passed 24. His intimidation.
18!
Ooh, his was sick. Okay. So he goes ahead. As soon as you go ahead and give him his trench coat, he's right there. But you do not flinch.
No, I want him to look into my eyes and see the flames of, like, my worst fears in my eyes.
The flames of your worst fears?
Yeah, like how when I had the totem and I was freaking out, I want him to see the flames of the damned, that's what still tortures me till this day.
Roll for psychology.
Okay.
That'll definitely be psychology.
Yeesh.
I have 50 on a, and I rolled a 59.
Hold on. I want to do something. So that was what again you rolled for? I'm so sorry.
It's psychology, you said.
Yeah, so hold on.
Can I roll with advantage? Because I literally made that tidbit about the flames being in my eyes from the horrors that I've seen and all the, and like stuff like that.
No, because you don't know what type of thing this is that you're trying to go ahead and do that to. So it's not showing this. So I would say
he should roll against me.
That's what he's trying to do.
Oh, okay.
But I'm trying to see for psychology. He doesn't have psychology, so I'm going to see. I'm going to treat as persuade.
Okay,
but that's what you're trying to persuade. Yes. Your fears onto him.
So if he fails his persuade, then I've pretty much like got him.
42, the persuade was 55.
So
what happens? And what was you rolled?
I rolled a 59 on the psychology.
Okay, so it's not going to go ahead and work. So what he does, you try to go ahead and intimidate him by looking dead into his eyes.
Which I do.
Which you do. But when you're the reason why I say you try is because of the fact that when you did that, he noticing what you're doing. You're speaking to something that's obviously the undead. So he goes ahead, interested in you because you're doing this. He takes his hand behind your head and he wants you to look into his eyes the same way that you're doing to him.
Our players have encountered more monsters now that they've decided to split up in search of these gems to stop whatever is coming after them. The night seems to come alive around them. What else is lurking in the dark? And will they survive the next attack? Don't be afraid to join us next time as they shine more light on this dark, dark path. Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as the Keeper, Joel Ortegi as Theodore McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Dorothy Lear and editor of the podcast, George Morales as Martin Gomez, and me, Daniel Ortegi, as Alexander Young. Intro and outro song is by Daniel Matos. Remember to follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more of his amazing music. Follow us on our social media and check out our Patreon, where we will be posting new episodes a bit earlier than when they air for everybody on YouTube. Check us out, guys. If you guys can help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. And remember to subscribe to the YouTube and hit that bell for notifications when we drop brand new episodes. Join us for this adventure, and I can't wait to see you guys all next time.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.